much. Thank you.
This is The Talk Line with your favorite duo, Raquel
and Byron, every Tuesday evening from 6 to 8 on Port FM.
Your Kasi, your Stasi. Welcome, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, and you are tuned to your favorite online radio station, Port FM. Your Kasi, your Stasi. And you are hanging it with your Desa duo, Raquel and Byron. Unfortunately, my co-host is running a bit late. But yeah, Quirky Kells is keeping it hanging with you guys tonight on The Talk Line, as always. So yes, guys, we have quite the lineup for you guys tonight. In a few moments, we are going to have an interview with Beverly regarding her son's implants that he is having due by January. So we're going to talk a little bit with her regarding the journey that they've been through, how the community can help, as well as the fundraiser that is taking place currently to have the funds gathered for the implants that is taking place in January. Coming up after that as well, we will be having DJ Shay in studio. So she's going to hit the decks as well. We're going to have a little sit down with a little chat with her as well. And then she's going to hit the decks with us tonight. You know, it's the 15th of December. Tomorrow is a lekker public holiday. So we're setting the tone for you guys. And you know, Uncle Cyril has basically given us the curfews, gave us some little rules to apply. So what better way to spend your festive season with us? Come on, we'll keep you entertained right here on your Stasi. So yes, guys, we've got quite the lineup for you, so you don't want to miss the show tonight. So we're going to set off the tone for you this evening. I'm going to take you off with the squad with Someday with Dinky Kunene.
Catch Raquel and Byron every Tuesday evening from 6 to 8 on The Talk Line,
where we give you the latest tracks, hottest topics, and all things Port.
The Talk Line, darling.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to The Talk Line, and my co-host has arrived.
Yes, the one, the only, Byron Michael Barnes.
And he is a public figure. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's 6:15. And if you've just tuned in, thank you so much. You are tuned to The Talk Line with That's Raquel right. and Byron, your favorite online radio station.
And your favorite duo. Don't forget to tell
there
them that.
There we go, man. So, yes, guys, we have a very special interview today.
Yes.
We'll be interviewing Beverly. We're going to talk to her. As well as with the fundraiser that they are doing for her son, Quinton. We're going to talk to her more about that. What is the fundraiser for?
All about.
And the journey and all of that. So, yes, guys. Hello, Beverly. How are you?
Hi. Good evening, Raquel. I'm good and you?
Hi, Beverly.
We are blessed. Hi. Thank you. And you, man. So lovely to have you on our show.
Thank you for having me.
All right, Beverly. So, yes, we've seen that there were circulations that you guys are currently doing
a fundraiser
for your son. Can we start off with you maybe explaining to us what sort of condition your son has?
Okay. My son has a severe to profound sensory neural hearing loss. Ooh. He's lost his hearing in both his ears.
Sure.
So he cannot hear at all.
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh. And what? How old is
how
he currently
is he
now?
Okay, currently he's 17 years old. He's still a scholar. So, can I elaborate on...
Yes, please. Please.
What caused this? Okay, at the age of 2 years old, they discovered a brain tumor.
And
he had to go for an emergency operation.
Yeah.
2 weeks later, he had to go for another operation because there was some pressure on the brain. There was too much fluid on the brain. So they do the shunt, which helped then to release the pressure from the brain.
Wow.
And then he had to go daily for 6 weeks for radiotherapy.
Mm.
And in that 6 weeks, they had to sedate him every day so that we could have him asleep when they do the radiotherapy.
Yeah.
So at the age of 5 years old, it was discovered that he was busy, his hearing was deteriorating. So he had to start wearing hearing aids. And this was a long journey for us. Mm. It's been very tough.
Can only imagine.
Because we had to do regular MRI scans.
Yeah.
We had to take him regularly for hearing tests. And as the hearing was deteriorating, his hearing aids had to be improved, which means that you needed to regularly change the hearing aid, which is an expensive story.
You can imagine.
Yeah, and then eventually he lost hearing in the left ear. And he was just, he could only hear with the right ear. He had about 40% hearing in the right ear. So in October, he just got up one morning and the hearing was just gone. So he is now completely deaf in both ears.
Oh, man. If 2020 wasn't already a tough year. But I must say, he's quite the strong soldier from the age
of
two.
Definitely.
Yes. So by the grace of God.
Amen.
Amen. Yes. Yes. That's just by the grace of God, truly. So Beverly, can you give us a bit of more on insight on the fundraisers that you guys are currently having?
Yes. He's due for a cochlear implant in January.
Okay.
So we have a shortfall of 25,000 rand.
Ooh.
So we decided to do a fundraiser where we're going to do a chicken braai.
Yes, that's true.
To assist us to pay for the funds to have this operation done. The fundraiser is to take place on Saturday.
Okay.
Now the 19th of December.
All right.
And we'll be selling a plate of chicken with pap and gravy and salad, and the cost will be 45 rand a plate.
Sure.
Oh, awesome.
And where will this be taking place, though?
It will be taking place at 365 Hans Coverdale Road West in Esterhazy.
Do you mind just repeating that address again, please, Beverly?
Yes, so just our poorties can have the correct address there and details.
It's 365 Hans Coverdale Road West. Yes, there is.
Okay, awesome.
Thank you so much.
Tell us, Beverly, you've elaborated on the tough journey that you guys have been struggling since the age of two. Your son is already 17.
Sure.
And it's just remarkable what he's endured at such a young age. Now, I understand you guys are having the fundraisers to help, you know, gather all the funds for his implants coming up next month, actually. Tell us, how can the community help? Is there maybe where they can, if they want to do contributions, or if they would like to contribute for the upcoming fundraisers, who do they contact, or how can they help?
Okay, we would appreciate it if they can come and buy a plate of the chicken, which we are selling on Saturday. If they want to contribute, we will make available banking details for them. Any help in aid of this, just so that this operation can take place, would be much appreciated.
Okay, and then just give us, if there's anyone that they can contact, who can they contact, and just a number there or an email address, or do they send a Facebook inbox if there is, you know, generous, because, I mean, our community is totally awesome. You know, we have some good people in our community, and I'm sure you guys will be blessed with hands that can help. So is there, you know, anyone specific contact detail that they maybe can, you know, reach out to you guys or social media? If you can just give us some of those details, please.
They can contact me, Beverly, on 082-466-2088.
Awesome. All right. Well, thank you so much, Beverly.
Thank you so much, Beverly,
for joining us and just sharing the story with your soldier son.
Definitely.
And how remarkable he is.
I mean,
we wish you guys all the luck.
Yes.
And may God bless you guys. I'm sure God will bless you. You know, the doctors might say one thing, but the final report is in the hands of God.
Definitely.
And yes, hallelujah.
Yes, I totally believe that. So yes, guys, anyone listening out there tonight, there is a Chicken Bride taking place fundraiser
Saturday.
That they're having this Sunday. Oh, sorry, this Saturday. That's 365. Am I correct?
Yes, that's 365.
365, Hans Coverdale East. Right. Guys, make sure to get those plate support. If you would like to do generous contributions or contact them in any way that you can help, please contact Beverly. Your help is so much appreciated. You know, and they say charity starts at home. So let's start with our community, reaching out to our people
helping our people. Fortis, please come on. Let's help our fellow brothers and sisters over here. I mean, he has this condition, and they obviously do need our support. How much is short, though? How much is short?
25,000.
25,000.
Yes.
Come on, guys. I'm sure we can do that.
Yes.
I mean, any contribution is helping. I mean, they're even going out the way by providing you food.
Yes.
Just to obviously get that money in
for kyk, him. Ja, kijk, en let ons moest nou bij huis gesit, so jy kan nou jou bonus blaas om seer toe te gaan nie. So contribute maar lekker. Yes, let's do the things.
Come on. Let's really do this for our people, guys.
Yes, but thank you so much, Beverly, for joining us tonight. We will definitely do a follow-up with you guys again in January, just to see how things have been going.
Yes.
Please do, if you need more help and all that, please reach out to us. But all Godspeed with you guys. We wish you all the luck and all the grace of God for your journey ahead.
Yes, definitely.
Thank you so much, Raquel. I just wanted to confirm it's Hans Coverdale Road West, not East.
West. Sorry, my
Hans
bad.
Coverdale West, guys.
There we go. But we will also post the details as well and share it for everyone as well. For the Chicken Bride, we will have just look out for the socials as well that we will share for you guys as well. Thank you so much, Beverly. Keep well, keep safe.
Yes, and we'll be praying for you guys, yes.
Always. We will keep our prayers for you guys.
Thank you, Raquel and Byron. I much appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much.
Pleasure.
Keep
Have a good evening.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye. All right. Yes, guys, that was quite touching.
That really is touching. I mean, us as Portis, we should really pull together and help our community. I mean, this is what we talk about every week, about being a unified family by helping our fellow brothers and sisters. I mean, it's 25,000 rand. That is a hefty amount, especially for...
But it's easily, it's plausible within our community.
Definitely.
You know, if everyone can just pitch in, even if it's just 100 rand, 50 rand, Definitely. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Beverly. Please look out for our socials. We will be posting the details of the Chicken Bride.
Yes.
We'll also post her details where you can
more
contact
banking
her.
Details also for
yes,
for
so
any
all
donations.
Of this. Yes, all of those details we'll post for you guys. So yes, guys, we're heading over to a little ad break, and when we come back,
We are going to set the mood for you, Nana.
Raquel and Byron is gonna join the Vully Gate. We are going to open the gate of entertainment.
Exactly. And though Morris must know a lekker vakansie for ons allemaal.
En het druk klaar hier buiten.
Aye, man.
So we're setting the tone, people.
Definitely. Do tune in. Don't let go. See you, broer, cousin, auntie. Alles hulle in die kap en set the mood for them, Nana.
Yes, guys. Don't touch that dial. It's 6:25. You are tuned to the Talk Line with Raquel and Byron. And I'm going to hit you off with black coffee with Ready
Yo.
For you.
Catch Raquel and Byron every Tuesday evening from 6 to 8 on The Talk Line,
where we give you the latest tracks, hottest topics, and all things Port.
The Talk Line, darling.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Port FM with The Talk Line with your quirky cows.
I can always laugh as you do. Because...
Well, you need to start getting used to it, man.
My yeast make quirky girls, though.
There we go.
Did you tell them that we won 3 awards, actually?
Yes, we did.
At our Port FM Radio Awards last week.
Yeah, guys, people are ranking it in.
You guys are actually tuned into an award-winning show.
There we go.
Hey!
There we go, guys.
Snap.
Like, we are on levels, Baba. Levels. Guys, I just need to inform you guys as well that we currently have a new WhatsApp line.
Oh!
So if you guys want to send questions, Preferably compliments. no complaints, please.
No, Cyril,
but
right.
rather than complaints, constructive criticism.
There we go. There we go.
One.
Yeah.
So, guys, the new WhatsApp line is 064-119-6071.
Tell them again.
I will repeat it with pleasure. It's 064-119-6071.
Hey.
So blow up that line. Let us know what you think. Shay will be on the decks with us. So if you've just tuned in, we only had a very heart-touching interview
yes, with Beverly.
Beverly, yes. So guys, please support. She is basically doing a fundraiser for her son's cochlear implants for his hearing. He's October lost his hearing.
He lost his ability to hear.
Yes, guys. He's 17 years old. He's been struggling since the age of 2.
Mm.
So
soldier.
Quite the soldier. So, guys, they will be having on this Saturday, coming Saturday, at 365 Hanskavadil West.
Yay!
I got it this
time. It's over.
Hanskavadil West.
What's the postal code?
Yes, 0022.
Yay!
So, guys, please go and support. They will have a chicken braai there. It's 45
Five in the plate.
So, please go out and support. We will be giving on our socials as well details where you can also contact Beverly if you would like to do. You know, into the spirit of giving.
Yeah, I mean,
helping
this is the
out
season of giving.
Yes.
Come on, let's help each other, guys.
Yes, guys. So from a little, you know, mushy wooshy type of interview that we had, we're going over to another one.
Whoa!
As we have Ms. Shay in the studio with us today.
Yes, this is Shay. She's only known as Shay. I have to clarify that for everyone. Please, she is not DJ Shay. She is Shay. And it's spelled S-H-A-Y. I mean, we have the awesome Shay. She's a khafar. Like, personally for me, I when she plays, I close my eyes and I think of all the lekker things. That's right. So Shay.
Hi guys. Hi Byron. Hi Raquel. Thank you guys for having me today.
Thank you for joining us.
And she looks beautiful.
Blushing in pink.
Wow. Kick me <neda. laughs> Radiant in pink, actually. You know, Shay, please tell us about yourself and, you know, what your beliefs are.
Okay. Firstly, my real name is Emma Shay.
Oh.
And that's where my DJ name comes from. Okay. Shay, the last part of my name.
All right.
Okay, cool.
I matriculated in 2012.
Oh.
After that, I did a gap year at the Hatfield Christian Church.
Oh.
That actually built the foundation in my life, I must say.
Wow.
And then I did my pharmacist assistant course.
Oh.
And then I got a job. I am still working at the moment. Retail, actually.
Sure.
So, yeah.
If I understand this correctly, Shay, you are a pharmacist assistant.
I am.
She's a DJ and a pharmacist assistant. Yeah. She can heal you in music and musicness.
Multifaceted queen.
Exactly.
I mean, come on, guys. You talk about a talented person.
All rounder.
And then, I started off my DJ career in October 2019.
What?
Mm. Really? Last year, actually, yeah.
I can't believe it.
So it's been a year now, basically.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, just a year and a few months. But, yeah, I finished my course at Fourier Records.
Yeah.
They're based in Pretoria, all CBD, at the ENT Containers.
All right.
And yeah, ever since, it's been an amazing journey.
Oh, Dev, I'm
awesome.
A witness to that.
Awesome.
I'm a witness to that. I mean, I wish I could follow everywhere. My, you know, being a full-time daddy and having all of these responsibilities.
And a public figure.
And being a public figure. By a verk, you know. Enough about us, man. But we're all about Shay and her amazing talent, of course. Well, Shay, who inspired you to become, you know, this Shay, the DJ?
From a pharmacist to a DJ.
I know, right? But, you know, music has been a part of my life ever since I was a young girl.
Mm.
Like, it's played a very important role in my life.
Yes.
And, yeah, DJing has always been my passion since high school. You know,
sure.
I wanted to make things happen for myself.
Yeah.
So that's why I first got a job and did everything else.
Self-made queen, man.
Exactly.
Self-made queen.
So the music has always been my inspiration.
Yeah.
And I think it will be my inspiration forever.
Sure.
That's awesome.
Purely music.
Yeah.
Purely music.
That's awesome.
But, you know, sometimes when you listen
that,
to...
That should be the calling, you know. Yeah. If it comes from, you know, not someone, but something.
Exactly. Yes, yes,
that's
exactly.
The true calling.
Sure. It's music itself.
Music is life.
Hey! Pull through with
music.
The vocals.
Oh, yes.
You know, Shay, it's awesome having you here, of course. We also would like to know, give our listeners or your fans, you should be having a fan base already.
Yeah, I should. At least a few, Nyana. But I'll get there. Definitely.
No, you are there. I honestly think you are there. You do great.
Thank you so much.
What I've realized is people wouldn't necessarily say that, hey, I like you. They admire you from afar. Yeah.
And remember, you're still a very fresh DJ that you just started.
I don't even think
basically
she's fresh
a year
anymore.
Ago.
She ain't fresh anymore.
But I must just say that, you know, some people, it takes quite a few years before they even start up a fan base. So
this comes from passion. This is passion. Well done. Is this where your passion comes from?
Yes.
And when it comes to life, and it's like you watch this baby grow.
Yes.
And it can only shots amazing.
And it takes time.
It does
and
take
patience.
Time. Yes, yes.
And hard work. And hard work.
Oh,
hard
of
work,
course,
definitely.
Of course. I remember Shay DJing. I think it was the first time at the club last year.
Yeah, February. Yes, you were
there.
My first gig. That
yes,
was my
I was like,
Byron is oral. It will need that.
Come on. I can remember it like it was yesterday and at the time of my life.
Yeah, no, that was your first gig is always like such an experience.
Definitely.
Definitely. Yeah.
Definitely. Wow. Anyway, ek kan baie praat van Shane.
Yes.
It's all love. It's all love. And I'm proud, man. I'm proud of you.
Yes,
I'm really proud of what
so
you're
much,
doing.
Yeah.
And I love people that take their passion and you know, create their own little stuff with it. You
run
playing.
With their dreams.
Yes,
run
there we go. That's dreams. The correct way of actually saying it. Thank you for that. So tell us 5 interesting facts about yourself.
Woo. Okay.
Take a deep breath.
I actually did karate.
What?
When I was in primary school for a few years. I think that's quite interesting.
Yeah, that is. I would never say.
Karate, pharmacist, DJ.
Wow.
quite a lethal combination.
That's right. The list is growing. The list is growing.
And yeah, as most people know, I am an introvert.
Yeah.
Like, I am a very shy person.
Yeah.
Really, you don't actually come off as an introvert.
Really?
Really?
That comes with growth, you know?
No. Yes! Yes! Yes!
Is that five already? Oh, no.
No, that's one or two.
I was a backup dancer.
What?
Yeah, for a One Life concert.
Really?
What? Okay, that is really, really interesting.
So
but you better show us those moves.
She will. Maybe not.
We still got time to dissuade.
We still do, right? Yeah.
And I'm a crier. I'm a very emotional person.
Really?
Very.
You come off as like a very strong person.
Yeah, you
too.
Do.
That's what I like to show people.
Yeah.
You know, just to hide that stuff
okay.
on my side.
Yes,
but
yes.
Yeah, I'm actually a very emotional person.
Sure.
But I must say that me too, hey. As it's net begin emotional. Right?
Exactly.
It's like it's my sister, like a kind of.
Just I cry for everything. It's like I once googled, why do I cry for everything? This can't be normal.
No, but I think it's a good thing though.
They do
it
say
is.
That.
It's letting out your emotions because remember,
exactly.
If you're not a person that cries a lot, that's cool.
Yeah. Yes.
But there was actually a study that showed that the strongest people are actually the most emotional people.
Mm. Yes, that's
so
true.
So go we...
you're just update.
Go on and cry.
PPC strong.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's, yeah.
Is that five? No, one more.
One more?
Yeah.
Did I mention that I love music? I think that's
interesting. That is an interesting fact. That's a given. Yeah, that is a given, of course. Shay, let's go on to our next question, of course. What, I think you've become a seasoned DJ in less than a year, actually.
Yeah.
And I just want to hear, what are your favorite and least favorite venues that you've performed? Had you had before had? Sorry.
This far, every event is unique.
Yeah.
And with every event, you get different crowds, you know. So it's a different experience every time.
Yes.
I can't say that I had a least
favorite
venue, because every gig has been a learning and a growing opportunity for me.
I love that. Yeah. I love that. We've had instances where people say, you know, the sound wasn't too lekker, or the crowd wasn't feeling me too much.
Yes, yes.
But I love that you take it that every experience is not, it's a growing one.
It's a learning one.
Yes.
Yay.
Azikarati.
And is there anything else before we go on that you're all good in? You mentioned karate, you mentioned pharmacist assistant, you mentioned
backup dancer.
Backup. Oh, listen, it's four actually.
Yeah.
So they're a dancer.
So are you rapping also like a karate?
I mean, like, I can. Ooh. If you want me to.
Okay, yeah, I'm sold. There's not even a triple threat. That's like,
it's too much to count.
A 10.
Multifaceted.
A 10 triple.
Yes.
A 10 triple. Yeah. Yes. Yes. It's Shay.
Who's Amy? We need to talk about that after this.
I know it's Amy.
Yeah, he knows me personally.
I thought that was like a story we need to cover.
This is Shay.
Yes, Shay.
Okay, Shay, if you could change anything about the music industry, what would it be?
I think a lot of people see DJing as something that needs no skill.
Hmm.
And a lot of people associate DJing with, you know, partying, having a good time, alcohol, and all of that.
Yes.
So I just want to show people that there's more to DJing than just having a good time.
Sure.
You know, DJing can save lives. I mean, music can save lives.
Definitely.
It brings communities together. It brings people together.
Sure.
So I think, DJing is more than just having a good time, definitely. Yeah. And I'm here to prove that.
Yeah.
Yes. Woo.
And lately with our DJs as well, especially the young ones in our community, they also use their DJing skills to rank in money to give back and plow back in our community.
Exactly. And that's where it starts, you know, in your community. Yes. So that's where you should start.
I mean,
so we are the myth busters.
Yes.
We're killing those stereotypes.
Yes.
And this is why we do this and having you guys on.
Definitely.
Yes.
So we're going to go on an air break right now, right?
Yes, guys. So, yes, we are having Shay in the studio and she's laying it down. She's going to show us a few karate kicks right now and some backup moves. So, we're going to hit you over with a little air break. So don't touch the dial. We'll be right back after this.
Catch Raquel and Byron every Tuesday evening from 6 to 8 on The Talk Line,
where we give you the latest tracks, hottest topics, and all things Boort.
The Talk Line, darling.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It is 8 minutes to 8. Sorry, 7 already. See, friend, I'm tired. Yes, guys, and you are kicking it with the Talk Line on your favorite online radio station.
That's right.
Boort FM. So, yes, guys, we do have a new WhatsApp line as well if you've just tuned in.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you that line right now. It's 064-119-6071. That number again is 064-119-6071. So please blow up our lines. Send us through those compliments. Please, compliments.
No, but send us anything.
Shout outs.
We are here for everything. Tell us how your day was.
Yes.
Tell us if you are at the Civic Center having a good time. Tell us if you're chilling with your girlfriend and you want to give a shout out to our awesome our DJ for this evening, our Shay. And even if you have a shout out to Raquel or myself, we are here for all of that.
Yes, just please, ik vanoog gedank byre gaan my weer verkoop. All right, guys.
And please, do inbox and DM her on Raquel_Miller. What the number is 01, if I'm not mistaken.
It's 7 minutes to 7, and guys,
Facebook.
And we are kicking it with the
the
Talk Line.
Let me leave it.
Yes, guys. Before I was rudely interrupted by my co-host Byron here. We have Shay in the studio with us, a young DJ from our very own community. Very multifaceted. We found out if you've just tuned in.
Multi-talented.
She is...
a dancer.
She used to do karate.
Yeah.
She was a chemist.
No, she is a pharmacist assistant.
She's a pharmacist assistant, guys. And she can kick them flying kicks with the karate. She's also a backup dancer. And yeah, she's
she
been...
She can rap.
She can lay down like Cardi B.
I'm sure she
can
sing too.
I'm sure she can do
that. I'm definitely sure she can do that.
Yes, guys.
No comment.
So we've been having quite an interesting chat with Shay. And we still have her in the studio. We just have a few more questions for her about her journey as a DJ. And then after that, she's going to hit the decks and lay it down for us with
some fire
music.
Some of you might have just been home. You know, you're busy om klaar te maak en reg te maak vir die partytjie vanaand. Or to, you know, actually net by die huis nou.
Yeah, but please, guys, sanitize. Have your mask.
Stay safe.
Stay safe. Social distance. Do all the things.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Shay, so tell us. What has been your greatest achievement and why?
Becoming a DJ, definitely.
Sure.
Because it helped me step out of my comfort zone so much.
Yeah. Oh, awesome.
Remember, she's an introvert.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
So a lot of personal growth took place in my life. And for me, that's definitely the biggest achievement. To be able to become a better version of yourself.
Yeah. Oh, awesome. I love that.
Wow.
So tell us, do you have any future projects planned for our community?
At the moment, I am busy building my brand, you know, focusing on myself.
Yeah.
But as I am doing that, I would like to be an inspiration to upcoming DJs or the youth, you know, to show them that anything is possible. And if you really put the effort in and put the work in, you can do anything.
Definitely.
You can do anything you want to do.
Yeah, I just love that with our young people in our community today that is putting forward the example for our young people. I really love
but
that.
But obviously in the future, you know, I would like to create opportunities as well for the youth and upcoming DJs. Showcase their talents, you know, to let them be free, creative, do what they want to do without being judged.
Oh, man.
Yes.
Love that, Emmy.
I love that.
Shay.
I really, really love that. Shay. Here for my co-host, Gula here. So, Shay, tell us, can we expect any original music from you soon?
Definitely not soon. In the future, definitely.
And if that music will be released, make sure it's released here.
Definitely. On the talk line, actually. On the talk line.
Yes.
As a belief.
You heard her first here. We're going to have that first EP right here.
Yes, released
right here.
Definitely.
So, what is the best advice that you have been given?
Consistency is key. You know, be consistent in whatever you do, and or you will reap the benefits of that. Advice I can give to upcoming DJs is put in when you are busy, when you have a gig, always put in 100% effort. Always do your best. Reach your first gig as if it's the first one forever, you know?
That's true.
That's
true. I love that. So what is your mantra that you live by?
Life is all about choices.
Yes.
Life is all about choices. You have choices
to make
a choice. You know,
a
choice to do right, a choice to do wrong.
So it's
up to you to choose wisely.
Oh. Even with your attitude, you choose
attitude.
Exactly.
And you choose how you're gonna feel for the day. You can choose how you're gonna, you know, how your day's gonna go. I love that.
I love that too.
Choices.
That is
choices.
My friends know. I tell them that all the time. I'm like, life is by choice.
Yes.
Especially when they make decisions. I'm like, or they ask me for their opinion. I'm like, hey, life is by choice. And it's every decision that we make, you can either decide to wake up in this negative mood or be positive about it.
Yes.
And it's always advisable to be positive about all the things that you do. And you are being a positive light to all our females, actually.
Exactly.
You're in our own community because there's not a lot of... Female DJs.
And I want to encourage them. Like, don't be scared. Don't ever feel like you're never going to be good enough.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
let's do this. I mean, I am. Like, follow my lead, you know?
Yes.
I mean, I'm sure.
Woman empowerment. I love that.
I'm sure you are there for support. I mean, yes. You can reach out maybe to Shay and be like, yo, maybe
how
I'd like
to. Start,
how did you start? How did you find inspiration?
Don't never be afraid to reach out.
Yeah.
I mean, we all. I will always say that we are family. Yes. Yesterday, we should create this culture to know that we are all family members.
And let's normalize supporting each other.
Definitely.
Even if it's just sharing someone else's post on Facebook, on your social media.
That's all we ask for. I mean, even when it comes to businesses as well.
Yes.
But we're on focus now, Shay. and your incredible journey. And I know for sure you are going
to prosper.
We are going to take you to Europe. The universe.
Oh, yes.
The universe, my baby. The universe is your oyster, I would say.
Just remember to call the talk line to do the international.
Yeah. I mean, take us with.
Oh, no, definitely.
Please do take us with. I mean, I always see the same DJs, especially in our community, especially when there's events.
Yeah.
I always see, and it's when I saw Shay's, she's popping up everywhere. Yes. It's so amazing.
Refreshing.
It's refreshing, man. Because we don't have a lot of female artists. I would name them artists because you create something.
Even in general, in our country, we generally have...
We do. No, the female DJs are popping up. We've got DBN, Gogo.
Yeah.
We've got Cynthia that's a veteran in DJing already.
But it's a male-dominant field.
Yeah, true.
But I love the fact that, you know, it's popping up within our country.
Yes.
I love that it's popping up within our
community.
Community.
In your backyard, guys. In your backyard. So please continue to support all the artists in our community, all the businesses in our community. The talk line, the Port FM.
Yes.
Again, your kerk, your family. We are here for all of that.
Yes.
Shay, you are awesome, and I know you are going to make us. Hey!
Oh, yes.
Hey, you're going to
John Fully Gate.
No. She's not about. Guys, I need you. Shay, if you can please tell them what genre of house you actually do play.
Deep house. Strictly deep house.
Yes.
Ooh.
Yes, she only plays deep
and
house.
And guys, she's going to hit the decks within a few minutes.
Yes.
So you don't want to miss out because, you know, we're going to have a feel good Tuesday. Proper evening.
Definitely.
With Shay.
Yes.
But Shay, we also have a shout out that came through.
Yes.
It's from Claude Diamonds and he says, awesome show, really. Thank you, Claude.
Yeah.
And he says, en ek dink die DJs van Eersters doen goed en hulle is besig om die party scene te dra. Thank you so much,
man.
Claude.
Awesome. Thank you. Clearly, they love your music and they're enjoying your vibe. I think Shay's vibe is tops.
Yes, and I also think what I get from that as well, the shout out as well, is I think that the whole perspective of what a DJ is has been changed.
Yes.
And I love that. As you said, people think it's just about alcohol, it's just about partying, it's just about a nice, you know, chill thing, but it's more to it than
definitely.
That.
Definitely.
But yes, guys, that was our lovely interview with Shay. So in a few minutes, we're going to have Shay hit the decks with us. So we're going to head over to a little ad break, have a set up her equipment, do her things. So yes, guys, within the next few minutes, please don't touch that dial. This is the talk line on your favorite online radio station, Port FM. So yes, guys, I'm going to head over to a little ad break. So don't go anywhere.
Catch Raquel and Byron every Tuesday evening from 6 to 8 on The Talk Line,
where we give you the latest tracks, hottest topics, and all things Port.
The Talk Line, darling.
Welcome back to The Talk Line with your favorite duo, Byron and Raquel, of course. Guys, if you just tuned in, we have actually Shay. We had an awesome interview about her journey and how she became a DJ, of course. And we've been chatting and it's been awesome, of course. Shay is about to hit the decks and, you know, set the mood for you nice and gently. You know, she actually specializes in deep house music. And I know a lot of you guys do love it. I mean, house music, whew. Soot for I seal.
Music is life.
That's right. Shay, we've got an awesome shout out for you. This is from Daniil. She says, hi guys, DJ Shay, it's actually Shay. You're doing the most for young girls out there. Keep doing what you're doing. Love you, girl. Aww.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Love, love, love. You see, our fellow brothers and sisters are showing you love out there, Shay. And they're obviously tuning in and they want you to set the mood for them. So take it away.
And now, folks, it's time to say goodnight. We sincerely appreciate your patronage and hope we've succeeded in bringing you an enjoyable evening of entertainment. Please drive home carefully and come back again soon. Good night.
Okay, everybody, that's a wrap.